housed in a historical building in North London, the Marx Memorial Library was founded in 1933 and has since been the heart of the British labor movement, as well as one of the world's most prized collections of books on Marxism. Marian Jump is the manager of the library.
Our library was dedicated to promoting knowledge and understanding on Marxism and the history of the trade union movement and of socialism in Britain and around the world. With that in mind, we've got a collection of about 60,000 books and periodicals. We have a number of special collections and archives on subjects such as the peace movement, on the Spanish Civil War, on the Russian Revolution. But we don't just want these archives and artifacts to be hidden away in cupboards, accessed by a few academics. So we have a broad-based education program. We put on lectures, we put on classes, we hold film screenings, workshops and conferences to engage people in the proud history of working class struggle in the UK and elsewhere.
The library holds its Open Day event on May the 1st every year, which is also the International Workers' Day. Free tours led by volunteers at the library introduces visitors to its many treasures, including a large-size mural by British artist and Labour parliamentarian Francis Hastings, and the Lenin Room, where the exiled Russian revolutionary edited the social journal Iskra. 21-year-old Daniel Savage, who works at a nearby bakery, is among the library's Open Day visitors.
It's good. It's very interesting, all the different books that are on offer. And it's interesting finding out about how Lenin wrote a socialist newspaper here in 1902 and 1903, which I didn't know that. I didn't know he'd ever come here. And I was here actually 2 years ago when the Cuban ambassador came here as well, and she presented the Marx Memorial Library with this picture of Fidel Castro.
The library has been trying to reach out to a wider audience and engage young people like Daniel with a variety of programs. Marian Jump, manager of the library, says the science of Marxism is seeing an increase in popularity in the UK.
There's a new generation who are really talking about socialism and the relevance of Marxism today. And we've certainly noticed greater numbers of younger people coming through our doors. For example, in the autumn we had lectures on 150 years since Capital, and we had queues and we had to turn people away, which hasn't happened for many, many years here at the library. So this is what we're feeling, and we also have more people coming to volunteer. We have about 30 regular volunteers. Many of them are young students and activists who want to be part of what we're doing here at the library.
To mark the bicentenary of Karl Marx's birthday, the library has initiated a project titled Marx 200, which culminates in an international conference to be held in London on May the 5th, which focuses on the contemporary relevance of Marxism and its modern-day applications. The conference will feature guest speakers from China, Germany, Cuba, South Africa, and the UK. For CRI, this is Zhang Xuelian in London.